the jacket I wore to the AKA convention.
Why not?
So I'm a
bro. Don't go on CNN with that.
No, I'm not gonna wear that one. But I got a pink one.
Oh,
I got a pink one. All right, folks.
Want you to do the news, Roland. And
that's
in.
Boring. Trying to get ratings up, player. Got to do whatever we got to do.
Okay.
All right. This is a huge, huge week for in Washington, D.C. But really, it's affecting folks all across the globe. The International AIDS Conference is taking place in the United States, the first time in more than 20 years. Joining us this morning is Congresswoman Barbara Lee from the Bay Area. Congresswoman, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be with you.
We've seen a variety of stories come out this week talking about the impact of AIDS in this country. And it's interesting. I was reading a story the other day out of Atlanta where a man became infected, did not know that his girlfriend had HIV. He found out and she never told him. And what was interesting, when I talked about it on Twitter and Facebook, folks were going, man, that's wrong what she did. But we still have folks, too many African-Americans, who aren't using protection, who aren't getting tested, who don't know their status. And black folks are the ones being most affected, whether they're gay or heterosexual.
Sure. And let me just say, they're here in the United States, and I'm on the United Nations Commission on HIV and the Law. I'm the only American on that commission. We looked at what's taking place throughout the country and found that in this country, there are 34 states and two territories that have criminal statutes based on, perceived or real exposure. And there are some laws that are really so broad that even someone living with HIV with what's an undetectable viral load, they engage in sexual activity while using a condom. They still may have committed a crime. And so, first, Roland, we've got to get a lot of these laws off of the books, and I have legislation to do that, because until that happens, stigma and discrimination is going to be with us, and that's a barrier to getting tested and to really coming out and trying to help figure out how to address this. We have to target resources in a comprehensive way.
Representatively,
for populations.
And Roland, is medication to treat HIV and AIDS real, real expensive?
Extremely.
Yeah, medication is very expensive, and, of course, thank goodness we have the Affordable Care Act now, which will allow for people who don't have the resources to be part of a healthcare system that will, provide a comprehensive plan.
Oh,
but
good.
Also, we've looked at these waiting lists. In some states, there have been waiting lists of people who need the medications, and states just don't have them, so... We, in my legislation that I introduced, eliminated the AIDS drug assistance waiting list. And also the administration right now is doing more to help allow for, for medications and for treatment for people.
But the problem that we have, Congresswoman, and let's just be honest, is that so many folks do not know their status. And because they are delaying knowing, all of a sudden when they do get tested, if they are positive, they have waited so long that they actually are developing full-blown AIDS. And so as a member of Congress, as somebody who will be working, again, with this International AIDS Conference, in this country, how do we get people, but especially African-Americans, to understand how devastating this can be, as opposed to just saying, hey, I don't want to know? That's hurting us even more so.
Absolutely. One in five individuals in this country have the virus and don't know it. And one, it's very important to use the conference, this time during the conference, to really talk about why it's important for everyone to get tested. And, Roland, as a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, former chair, and I every year lead an effort to get members of Congress to get tested publicly. We do this in my community in Alameda County. It's very important for grassroots organizations and individuals, involved in HIV/AIDS care, prevention, and treatment, as well as leaders, members of the media. People need to come together, get tested, show that that's the only way we're going to really begin to address this. And once tested, early treatment will help you lead a quality of life that you really don't realize, because we have the drugs now, and people don't know that. The drugs will allow for, I heard one person say, I want to live to be an old man. Well, now, people with the virus can live to be old and can live their life normally because of the new advances, the scientific advances.
Well, it is tremendous also what's happening with so many African Americans in the South, where the numbers are exploding. And again, they are young, black and gay. They are heterosexual and young. So it's devastating to our community.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And also injecting drug users. I mean, these populations of people that have been marginalized oftentimes in our own country, we need to stop that, and we need to reduce the stigma and help people so we can have an AIDS-free generation.
Congresswoman Lee, we surely appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
My people, see you tomorrow.
23 past the hour.